Chapter 9. The Cabin. The clearing seemed to open up like a scene from a forgotten nightmare, a space devoid of the familiar rustling of leaves or chirping of crickets. At its center, shrouded in layers of thick, swirling mist, stood a cabin that appeared to belong to another age, another world entirely. The ancient timbers, darkened by age and decay, groaned under the weight of countless stories of sorrow and terror. Its walls bore scars, marks of time, and perhaps even acts of sheer desperation from those who might have sought refuge or answers within. There were no windows, no glimpse into its soul, no crack for light to seep out or for an observer to peer in. It was as if the cabin itself had eyes, and it chose not to see, or perhaps to keep its horrors hidden away. The roof, made of worn-out thatch, hung low, casting a shadow over the entrance, a foreboding archway into the abyss. Around the perimeter of the cabin, the ground was barren, devoid of grass or any sign of life. Here and there, remnants of past encounters lay scattered, a broken lantern, long since extinguished, a tattered shawl, its color faded, and a weathered diary, its pages torn and unreadable. The closer Carl got, the heavier the air felt, as if he was walking through a viscous liquid. It was a palpable pressure, an energy that sucked away warmth and sound, making each step a monumental effort. The whispers now echoed with an eerie resonance, bouncing off invisible walls, their messages twisted and layered with multiple voices. Above the entrance, almost hidden in the overgrowth and age-old vines, was a sign, barely legible. "Seeker's Rest," it read. Was it an invitation, a statement, or a warning? The door itself was massive, made of gnarled wood, bolted and ironclad, with a rusted handle that seemed to have not been turned in centuries. The eerie silence was occasionally broken by a soft whimper or a muffled cry emanating from the depths of the cabin, a reminder of its haunting past and the souls it might still hold captive. As Carl drew nearer, the very atmosphere around the cabin pulsated with energy. An almost imperceptible hum, a vibration of sorts, emanated from its walls. It was as if the cabin was alive, breathing, waiting. For a moment, Carl hesitated. A sense of doom, stronger than anything he'd ever felt, gripped him. Memories of Diane, the weight of his loss, and the chilling tales of the triangle crashed over him. But underlying it all was an insatiable need to know, to confront the source of his torment, and perhaps find a semblance of closure. The whispers now seemed to emanate from the cabin itself, their tone shifting from warnings to harmonic, echoed beckoning. "Come," they seemed to say. "Seek the truth, if you dare." Carl's fingers brushed against the cold, rusted handle. The sensation was electric, a jolt that resonated through his very being. He knew that crossing the threshold would plunge him into a world of unknown horrors and truths. But the weight of his grief and the relentless pursuit of answers overshadowed his fear. Gathering his courage, he pushed against the door. It resisted momentarily, then slowly creaked open, revealing the dark abyss within. The last rays of dusk glinted off the old wood, casting fleeting shadows that danced menacingly. Carl took a deep breath, steeling himself for the journey ahead, fully aware that the answers he sought might forever change him. The cabin, with its secrets and haunting aura, awaited.